This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue our study of why we should love Jesus, and I call your attention to the fact in the third place, this is the third lesson in our series, that we should love Jesus because he helps us to see what is truly valuable. In the 6th chapter of the book of John, we find the account of Jesus having gone across the lake while a multitude had sought to follow him after he had fed them with the loaves and the fishes. They search for him and finally find him, but in contrast to what we might expect a modern-day preacher to do, Jesus did not give some great report of the wonderful multitudes following him, but rather said to them, as he stopped them in their tracks, "You seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you received the loaves and the fishes and were filled." In other words, he makes clear that we should not seek for the food, fundamentally and foremost, for the food that goes into our physical bodies, but for the food to feed our souls, the Word of God, a right relationship with God. The characters in this story are, first of all, the seekers and then the sought. The seekers, the multitude of people, so far as their outward conduct, were exemplary. They had been with Jesus. They were disciples of Jesus. When he left, they tried to find him. And so they sought the right object, at least superficially on the surface. And they sought him with zeal, and they continued until they found him. Now that was the case outwardly, but inwardly it was a different story. They were defective inwardly. They should have sought him because of the signs, because of the evidence they had seen that he was the Son of God. They should have sought him from the proper motive, but they did not. The signs would have proved him to be the Son of God, as we read in John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. The signs would have shown his mission to feed souls, not bodies. The signs would have shown his power to give life. The signs would have shown his power to forgive sins. The signs would have shown that it's more important to escape the yoke of sin than the yoke of Rome, which was so much in the mind of the Jews. Inwardly, these people were defective because recognizing these signs would have led them to feast upon his word. It would have led them to do what that word demands, but they were doing entirely otherwise. They sought him to make him an earthly king, because they wanted loaves and fishes. They wanted physical, material blessings. Not because they recognized him to be the king of truth, as Jesus in John 18 made clear to Pilate. They didn't seek him because he could be king of truth and therefore be the savior of their souls, but they sought him because of material considerations. Now, having looked at the seekers, the multitude, let's look now at the one who was sought, that is, Jesus. He was not deceived by the outward display of these people. He knew their hearts. As is made clear in John chapter 2, verse 23, that Jesus had no need that anyone tell him what was in man, for he knew what was in man. He knew what would most cheer religious teachers, sadden Jesus. He was not impressed by their outward deeds alone, but he looked upon the hearts to see their motivation. And so in answering them, he went to their hearts. He condemned their failure to be motivated by the signs. Acts 17, verses 1 to 3. He condemned their seeking him because of the loaves and fishes. He told them not to labor for the meat that perishes, but to labor for the meat which endures to everlasting life, that is, the bread which God gives from heaven, and that meat or food is Jesus himself, and that it is received by an obedient faith. A complete trust in God, a living of a life of taking him at his word and doing those things which that word demands. What lessons can we learn from this today? We learn that we cannot deceive the Lord by outward display. We learn that Jesus will not forego quality in order to gain quantity. We learn that our motivation must be right, our hearts must be right, as well as our outward deeds. We learn that we must labor for food, but not primarily for physical food, but that our meat, the thing that we seek for most in this life, is to be right with God, to do the will of Jesus Christ. My friends, we ought to love Jesus because he helps us to see what is truly valuable. I hope you'll be with us next time as we continue our study of why we should love Jesus.